Time for us to talk some Red Sox, and to do that, we turn to the telephone line and welcome back onto the program Jen McCaffrey of The Athletic. Jen, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. Boy, I had some gray hairs when this baseball season started, but just a full head of them now, and I don't know who to blame. Do I turn to Dave Dombrowski? That seems to be the popular punching bag for people, or do I look at these, especially starting pitchers, who've underperformed so much?
Yeah, I think that's probably a common question among everybody these days. But I think number one, you have to point the blame on the players. I mean, they're the ones that are out there and not performing. You always kind of pump them up and celebrate them when they do perform. So on the opposite end of things, I think they need to get just as much blame for not being able to perform to their capabilities, like we know they can and like we know they have in the past. Just last year, and throughout their careers, really, especially with the starting rotation. So I do think that we need to blame them probably first and foremost. But, I know it's gone back between Dombrowski and Cora, and some people wish Cora got more blame and others, Dombrowski. But in my mind, I do think that Dombrowski is more to blame than Cora. Cora can only work with what he's got, especially when you've got, the bullpen out there, and he's, trying to work with what he's got and not overextend guys and burn himself and try to get the most he can out of a lot of these guys that he's had to call up from AAA. And that's because he hasn't really been given anyone, especially in the off season, but even at the All-Star break or at the trading deadline. I think everyone thinks Dombrowski could have and should have done more. And so I think that's why you're hearing a lot more now of wondering whether this offseason is his last or this season is his last with the team, just because he could have maybe prepared the team roster-wise better.
Well, this weekend was especially frustrating, so many opportunities for them. And again, some interesting personnel decisions. Chris Owings being out there and no sign of a guy who'd been playing so well before they sent him down in Marco Hernandez.
Yeah, I think that they're just trying to breathe some life into the team some way. And, Owings had been hitting pretty well in Pawtucket. I think he was hitting, 325 with a 900 OPS. But, Pawtucket's one thing and the majors are different. Not that, Owings doesn't have, major league experience, but, it's been a little while. That's one thing. Hernandez obviously had been playing really well for them, but they needed to send him down to kind of get some fresh guys up. So bringing him back is no real surprise, just considering that he's done pretty well for them this year when he has been up here, and he continued to hit when he was down in Pawtucket. So I think they're really just sort of, grasping at straws right now, trying to rotate the guys they do have to try to maybe, find a spark somewhere. Nothing's coming easy right now.
That was another frustrating outing for Andrew Cashner, who just couldn't find the plate at all yesterday. And this was a guy who'd been putting up pretty solid numbers with the Orioles. The expectations weren't high as the number five guy. Just eat innings for them, get to the sixth or seventh. What's been the problem with him? Is it as simple as it's easy to pitch when you're in last place and none of the games matter?
Yeah, I do think that probably has a lot to do with it. The fact that, maybe teams were coming into the Orioles not expecting, to have a decent starting pitcher against them, and maybe got brushed back a little bit by him. But now that he's here in Boston, it just sort of seems like he's becoming part of the problem instead of, helping fix it. And, they didn't really go out there and get him assuming he was going to be, the second coming of, Chris Sale and be, with a 150 ERA and throwing eight innings every night. But they wanted him to be able to go out there and eat up innings and, live up to that 3-4 ERA that he had. And, of course, he's giving up runs and he's not giving them any depth in that sense. So the point of getting him was to try to save the bullpen a little bit, serve as a fifth starter, and, instead of having to tax all those guys that have continually had to fill in for that fifth starter role throughout the year because Evaldi wasn't what was on the IL, and none of that really has seemed to work to their favor so far.
I'm not sure if anybody has had a season like Rick Porcello. We have to go back to, John Lackey's last season with the team, and ERA up there in the high fives. What's been the problem with Porcello? Is there any one thing that you can pinpoint?
Yeah, I mean, it's been the command overall. He'll throw, his pitches in spots at certain times, and then it seems like he just loses it in the next inning. And I think particularly in the first inning, it's been his biggest problem. Is he just, it seems like he'll have one really rough inning, and then be able to sort of string things together for a few innings, and then another pitch will go awry, and he'll kind of fall off the table. So, I mean, it's been a pretty frustrating year for him, and, knowing what he can do and what he has done in the past, and, similar to all these guys, but him in particular, it doesn't seem, like he's fooling anybody at all, and just his stuff is flat and not working, the way that he needs it to, because he is such a finesse guy with all the pitches that he throws. So it really just comes down to command with him.
We're talking with Jen McCaffrey of The Athletic. Well, now the bullpen has been so beleaguered. We saw Barnes out there trying to go two innings. What do they do going forward? Do they take the route of maybe a Tampa Bay and throw somebody out there as an opener and try to piece together at least one of those five rotation spots with a combination of relievers?
Yeah, well, over the weekend, Cora talked about how they're planning to get a little creative with the rotation. Wouldn't really exactly spell out what that means, but they do have five off days coming up in the span of 19 days over the end of August. So not only is the rotation struggling, but they're going to have a lot of off days coming up, and that's a good thing and a bad thing, just because these pitchers kind of tend to have their schedules on a certain rotation, and throwing in an extra off day sometimes messes things up. Maybe it'll be a blessing in disguise for them, but at the same time, they're thinking of potentially doing some piggyback starts. Maybe Chris Sale starts the game, goes three innings, goes one time through the rotation, and Porcello pitches the next three innings, and that kind of thing. They're not necessarily looking at the opener where, like, a reliever like Darwin's and Hernandez would come in and start a game and then someone else would finish it, or a variety of guys would finish it out. But at this point, honestly, it feels like anything would be up for grabs. I'm sure they'll probably, David Price is down, as you mentioned, so that kind of adds, another element to things. So I think they are going to have to – we might even see some guys get called up to kind of patch some of these holes here and there. So it's going to be an interesting stretch to see who they throw out there and what guys might get a look and what, normal starting pitchers might be pushed back in games just to kind of alleviate workloads for other guys. So I think it is going to be a pretty interesting look over the next, for the final few weeks of this month, at least.
One of the silver linings of the last several weeks has been the emergence of Brandon Workman. Do they feel he's a guy who can stay in that closer role going forward and maybe even into next season?
I think they do. I think they have a lot of trust in him. I'm not sure if fans necessarily want to hear that, Workman is going to be their closer, only because I think they want to get someone that's more proven, and they're a little maybe a little scarred from the experience this year and trying to trust someone that hasn't done it for, extended period of time. Workman's been terrific this year for several months. But I'm not sure if that's the complete direction you want to go in. I feel like he could be, your eighth inning setup guy next year. I do think they need to go out and get someone that's proven and, just shut down this whole talk of, not going out and getting a closer, because I think it showed this year that they really do need someone that's got proven experience back there and can kind of make sure there's not a rotating door in that situation if Workman doesn't take to it next year. So regardless, I think they do feel that either way Workman's going to be a big piece of the picture in the late innings, for the foreseeable future.
All right, speaking of the foreseeable future, what does this season do to the future of JD Martinez as a member of the Red Sox?
Yeah, I mean, my gut tells me, this is just, my own thoughts, not, any inside information by any means, but I think he stays here another year. I think, if he had come out and had a year like he had last year, where he was, leading the league in practically every category. At one point we were talking last year if he was going to win a triple crown. This year he's having a really good year. But I think I could just I see him taking the option to stay this upcoming year. He still has that option for the upcoming 2 years. He's got three of those options in the contract. So it's not like he couldn't do it after that year, after next year. I just feel like to go through that whole process again and knowing, you know, what the market was like this past year, I think he's more apt to stay, just knowing what everything went into trying to get him here, and how much of an effort it might be to even get more money, you know, this winter.
Jen, from your perspective, what's the biggest obstacle for this team to get to that second wild card, which looks to be the best bet right now? Is it the 7.5 games back, or is it the teams that they'd have to leapfrog to get there?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I honestly, either way, I think it just comes down to more consistent pitching. If they can have their starters be more consistent, then I honestly think that they can do anything, because that offense is just so potent. And, you know, I think the only days that it kind of falls off is when it, you know, had to come back so many days in a row because the pitching hasn't been there. So I think, you know, and it's a big if they could somehow start to get on a roll with their starting pitching, there might be, you know, ways to get in. I you know, the wild card is such a up in the air, you know, so it always comes down to those final couple weeks. 7.5 is a fairly large, you know, gap there, but they do play, you know, the Indians this week. They do play the Twins the first week of September. They're going to be playing the Rays again in September. So, I mean, it's not like they're not facing the teams that are ahead of them. So I think that there's, you know, a small chance that they can sneak back into this and kind of maybe hope that some of those teams also start to fall by the wayside.
Jen McCaffrey of The Athletic, always good to talk Red Sox with you. Jen, thanks for making time for us, and we'll catch you again soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much.
29 minutes after 4 o'clock here on Downtown. Our Boston Insiders come to you every day, courtesy of our friends at the Ground Round. Happy hour pricing from 3 to 6 and specials during games. Great service and amazing food at your locally owned and operated Ground Round on the Odlin Road in Bangor.